It's time for America's favorite game, Wheel of Fortune!
Hello, I'm Pat Sajak. We start with our toss-up puzzle. Five words. The category is phrase. Gary.
What?
You buzzed in.
How?
That's incorrect. Nicole.
Bridge over the River Kwai.
Also wrong. Jesus.
I am the Lamb of God. No. Oh, God damn. That's six words. Lamb of... I am... Lamb of... I am Lamb.
No. And you can only guess once.
Am the Lamb of...
No. And this is now officially five times longer than any toss-up puzzle we have ever done. The letters are all up there. Just read it. Jesus.
I can't read any English.
Correct! I can't read any English is the answer.
Did I win?
Yes! You won! Well, that's done. We're going to try to breeze through the getting to know you portion tonight, since I think I have a pretty good idea who you people are. I'm going to say your name, and you just give me... not even a sentence, really. Just a clause. Gary.
Where?
Perfect. Nicole.
I'm from Connecticut.
That's enough.
And my brother died in a car accident.
I said, that's enough. Jesus.
I am the Alpha and Omega.
Excellent. So you should be good at letter puzzles. The category is before and after. And Jesus, since you won the toss-up, you get the first spin.
Thank you, Chuck Woolery. I would like to buy a vowel.
Chuck Woolery left 30 years ago.
I'd like to buy a 7?
You don't have any money, you have to spin.
About that. I'm not really comfortable being forced to move large wooden objects. Bad experience.
The wheel is made of aluminum.
Really? Aluminum? Like a beer can. That is fascinating.
Please spin the wheel.
You know, a lot of people think that all beer cans are made of aluminum. But in fact, some are still made from tin. Which is different.
That is a completely unsurprising fact. Spin the wheel.
So if the proverbial one tin soldier rode away and then had a beer, there'd be like 25% chance he could be drinking from a container made from skin. Like flesh. He'd be eating his own flesh. And there's a message, I think, in that little gem or parable, as I like to. And that message, what is that message? That message.
Okay, and now the Messiah is just trailing off. So we're going to move on to the next contestant.
No, wait, I like the attention.
Gary, it's your turn.
Oh, big money.
500.
Z.
No. There is no Z. Nicole.
Okay, please, Jesus, guide my hand.
Well, let's spin the big wheel here.
350.
N.
There is one N.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
You're welcome.
Spin again. 600.
L.
There are three L's.
Woo! Yeah!
Oh, yeah! Okay. Woo-hoo! Okay, yeah, we make a good team, don't we, Nicole, huh? On a roll. Nicole is on a roll. Okay.
900.
R.
There are four R's.
Yes!
Wow, four?
Yeah!
There's four
money.
R's up there?
Yeah!
Wow, Nicole, are you some kind of a witch?
Woo!
5,000!
Oh my Jesus! Oh my Jesus!
I heard you the first time there, Nicole!
H.
There are...
Please, Jesus.
Okay, I don't actually want you to win, so maybe just... stop.
5 okay. H's!
Woo! Yeah! Woo!
$25,000!
Wow, 20... $25,000. Wow, that's gonna be hard to catch up with. Okay, listen here, Nicole. I need to get the bonus round. Not for the money, of course, but I really need to maximize my screen time here. You know?
I would like to buy a vowel.
Or you could just rub it in my face. Okay,
I'd like an E, please.
Well, you're in luck.
You're going to hell.
Because there are...
actual hell.
Six E's. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, calm it down, Nicole.
Yes.
Now I know. I know, Nicole, you might be tempted to solve that there puzzle. It's pretty obvious by now, and before and afters are a whole lot of fun to say. I mean, what else are you going to get to say such a wacky non sequitur without people looking at you cross-eyed? No pun intended. I'm not going to lie to you, Cross. You know, you got it. Okay. It's a rare pleasure, but before you do, I want you to ask yourself, if I throw this game, will Jesus raise my dead brother from the grave for me? And if I do not throw this game, what will or will not happen then?
Nicole, we need you to spin or solve.
I guess I'll spin.
700.
Why?
There is one why!
Why do you hate your brother, Nicole?
I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know. I swear I don't know.
How could you not know? I know, and I'm not even entirely familiar with the alphabet.
Nicole, spin or solve?
Spin. No money, no money, no money, no money, no money.
And, oh no! I'm sorry. It's a bankrupt.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, my Jesus, I can't believe it. I'm going to see Jimmy again.
Yeah. Except that was really less you throwing the game and more you just having bad luck.
But I didn't need to spin. I could have just solved it.
Could you? Could you have, Nicole? Because from that last guess, it seems you didn't really know the puzzle. Or you're a liar. So, either way, big money!
250.
Is there a K?
There is one K.
Saul, the meek shall inherit the earth. Girls are easy.
You got it.
Yeah! Jesus, 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 Jesus. High five, high five, high five. Nicole, Nicole, high five, high five, high five. Oh, don't be a sore loser. Pun intended, because I have a bleeding sore in my palm. You got that one? Okay, yeah, but don't worry. I hear aluminum cleans fairly easily. I'm a wheel watcher. I'm a wheel watcher. Watching America's game. I'm a wheel watcher. I'm a wheel watcher. Watching America's game. Jesus.
Beth Beers.
Let me get a
beer.
Yeah. Oh my god, the microphone's tipping over.
I wonder why that is.
You shut your face.
Try to make it as Django'd as fucking possible every time.
I do not Django it.
Where's Matt Schantz going?
Probably off to, you know, do fancy unemployed
he
person
seems,
stuff.
Yeah, unemployed. He seems well-dressed.
He is. I want a
shirt.
Yes.
Yeah, a shirt is well-dressed.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
It's a well-fitting shirt, too.
All right. For something. So, we're podcasted.
Woo! Oh, I had something, I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Hey, Matt, could you hand me my beer that's, like, on the other side of my microphone?
Yeah.
I can't quite reach that far.
The beer that we took from you.
Thank you so much. I love you. I'm not afraid if the world knows it. It's recorded now for posterity.
What's in your bag, Matt?
My laptop.
Where are you taking that?
I'm going to go take that.
To the
Barnes
bank?
And Noble.
Take it all the way to the bank.
To the bank. Do we still have banks?
Why are you going to Barnes & Noble? You don't want to hang out here
with
us?
That's a weird thing to say. Do we still have banks?
No,
I know we still have banks.
Uh-huh. We'll be done in like 10 minutes. We're not very good at this.
Yeah.
But have fun.
Thanks.
Barnes & Noble's a cool place.
It is.
Pick me up like a skin mag.
A skin mag?
Yeah.
I think that's what like 90-year-olds call porn.
I'll let you use your discretion as to which skin mag. Yeah, but I can't... I like looking at stuff in my bed. And so magazines are just convenient.
Okay, you could get, a portable computer or phone. I like
an iPad? Yeah, an iPad would be good for that.
iPhone is pretty versatile at the bedroom porn.
Yeah, it has.
Again?
It's changed my life.
It has.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God, you guys and your technology.
Yep. You're living in the future, Al.
God, I should really invest in that. Like, I would get my investment back real quick if I just spent the money I spend on hard copy porn into
iPod. You spend $300 on hard copy porn?
No.
Good.
I mean, I'm not going to admit to it, at least.
Well, I mean, you could spend less just getting, like, ink and
just
still
ink.
Using the...
I'm not an artist. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying you
just get ink and draw your own porn. Yeah, we know you're talented.
Yeah, but, I mean, you could print out porn pictures if you're just going to be looking at still images anyways.
That's weird, dude. That's so
weird. It does somehow seem more pervy.
I've done it before.
Yeah.
But it made me feel extra pervy.
I used
Too
to
pervy
do it
for me.
When I was younger.
Yeah.
I would wait until everyone was asleep and then print my porn.
I was there. I was in the living room while you were in the computer room. I was watching E! Wild On to get my rocks off.
Oh.
Yeah.
This show is unstoppable failure.
I don't like that. I don't like the conversation we just had.
I'm AJ Schrader.
It was... made me uncomfortable.
We're going to take a break.
Oh, I'm Aldo Schrader.
Hey guys, just wanted to plug a couple things during our break here. We've got a show at StellarCon this weekend, which is the first weekend in March 2013, so if you're in Greensboro, check that out. Also, we've got a show coming up in Charlotte at WineUp, so check that website for more details. And other than that, our music, as always, is by Laserbeam Squad. Robert Bepst makes that, so find him on SoundCloud. All right, back to the show.
Pop in the microphone. Pop
don't
in
get
the
too
microphone.
Close to the microphone. That's what the pop screen's for. Make sure you don't get too close. Oh my god, it's coming down.
It's... Why won't you just put the fucking microphone?
How am I supposed to have it?
Look, see how this stays up. See how I've tried to set it up for you every time, and you take it away.
Do you normally try to do that for me?
I used to. I gave up after...
That looks like a good setup.
After, like, the third week. Because you were like, no, this is it. I want to make sure it's, like, flying down at an angle that God cannot control.
Well, I do feel best when God has no control.
When you don't let Jesus take the wheel?
Yeah. When I have control of the wheel, and then I crash, obviously.
Yes,
I crash
because you're a worse driver than
I've
Jesus.
Killed a few kids, yeah.
But at least it was you killing the kids.
Yeah, it wasn't Jesus killing the kids. Yeah, that's the end of that song that she didn't tell you about. She let Jesus take the wheel, and then she, you know, murdered people. Vehicular homicide.
Jesus is a horrible driver.
He would be.
Well,
he has no driving experience.
Especially because he'd be in the, like, passenger side, and he's apparently just like,
yeah.
Let me get at that wheel. Let me
get at that wheel, and he's, you know, comes from a culture that has no concept of cars.
Of driving.
Yeah. So he would be, oh, what is this magical wagon? Let me get my hands on that. Do you think Jesus was that kind of a guy? Had that personality that was like...
Where he was just get drunk and get grabby?
Yeah. Okay, we'll go with that.
What did you mean, though?
Pretty much that.
Okay.
Yeah, like a guy who really, like, wanted to take life by the balls and was like, oh, I'm going to try that.
Yeah, like he was...
Like if something showed up.
Kind of like a personal trainer guy sort
of
situation.
I don't think he was. That's what I say. I don't think of my Jesus like that.
No.
Everybody thinks of Jesus more like themselves, though.
I think so. I imagine him pretty even keel.
Yeah.
Except for when he's, you know, grabbing cars away from people in songs.
I don't think he would. I think she would offer Jesus the wheel, and he would be like, whoa, you did not think this out. Here are the reasons why I cannot drive. I live in Nazareth, which is a reasonably sized city because it has good public transportation, and because I do not want to learn how to drive.
And Jesus is like, you better keep driving.
You do not put that evil on me.
Yeah, that is not my bag.
And then they kill the kids, and then Jesus.
I like that it keeps coming back to killing children.
Well, then Jesus books it, I think. Because I don't know if the hit and run was even like a thing back then, so they didn't know it was like a crime.
I think when you hit somebody with a car, you would know it was wrong. If you're Jesus. Like, I just have a feeling Jesus would be like, so? Oh no, I hit a kid with a car.
No, but I think Jesus would do an ocular check, see if the kid's alive.
And then
Jesus
off.
Has one of his powers. He has life aura scent. Sight. So he can see if the kid's alive or not. And then if the kid's not, you know, he's in a better place, says Jesus. Jesus takes off. You know, because he wants to get to heaven to meet the kid at the door. Say, hey,
you
kid,
see, but
sorry about that.
My version of Jesus, if forced to take the wheel of a car, wouldn't drive it into a kid. Like, he would immediately...
No, what I'm saying is that he doesn't have the wheel. He refused to take the wheel.
And then the car just hits a kid.
And the car hit the kid. Carrie Underwood's in the other seat. She's responsible. Jesus knows that this woman is responsible for killing
this child.
But he
still doesn't want to be around when the cops show up.
No, because he's a rabble-rouser. Because he is an activist. When the Roman centurions show up, they're going to blame it on him because they're looking for any excuse to put, you know, Jesus, the guy from the flyers, the guy from, you know, the mixers, the parades, the guy from the internet chat rooms. They're looking for any excuse to put him behind bars.
If we're going with, you know, the common conception of Jesus, which is, so he will say, I will take all of humanity's sins on my person, but not the car running into that kid.
Because he's all about message. If he can't do it in a dramatic, theatrical way and have something turn up from it, then he's not going to do it.
So if it were, if we could have like an episode of Law and Order about it.
Yeah.
He could get it to the people.
I mean, he knew he was going to go down, right? He knew he was going to go down.
Yes.
But he wanted to go down for what he was doing.
Yeah. Not
he didn't want to go down for hitting a kid when he didn't hit a kid.
With a car that didn't exist at his time.
He was just driving around with this crazy lady who thought for some reason that he had a responsibility to drive when he doesn't know how to drive.
We've just changed your life, and we're going to take a break.
There are those who would say we do not have a choice today, that this battle was forced upon us by the tyranny of our would-be opponents. But every man has a choice. Every man has the right to decide what it is they are willing to die for. Do not forget what it is that brings us to this field this day.
There should be a hell of a fight today. Right, guys? It's going to be a hell of a fight.
Yes.
Yeah.
For it is our motivations which give us strength. Our history which will spur us to a better future.
Oh, shit! Oh, you were not done with the speech, were you? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I interrupt you?
Kind of.
Oh, damn. Oh, that's my bad. That's my bad. God. Eesh, is it hot enough out here for everyone?
Yes, it is. It's very hot. Now, think of the children you left at home. The wives whose arms you wish to return to.
Oh, damn. Oh, were you still not done? Did I do it again?
Yes, you did. I still have more, so maybe just don't talk, okay? And then you won't
interrupt.
Okay,
yeah. Okay. But could you give me maybe like a little cue when you're done? That way I can just jump in and see we don't have to worry about an awkward silence after the pep talk.
What?
An awkward silence? Kind of like is developing right now. They're not really my favorite. Thank God it's Friday, right, guys?
There won't be an awkward silence when I'm done talking. When I'm done talking, we'll be charging into battle.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's a good plan. You should have maybe started by explaining that. So you didn't look like a dick if we didn't charge, though, because that would have made for a really awkward silence, don't you think?
Yeah, I suppose it would have. Yeah. Now, remember the faces of loved ones. We've all got choices. Damn it. I forgot what I was saying.
To battle, yeah! Taste my steel, you Morgothian scum!
Where are you going?
You said when you were done talking we were going to charge into battle!
But I'm not done talking!
You said you couldn't remember what you were saying! If you can't remember what to say, chances are you're not going to say it. Thus, you were done talking!
No, it just means that I need a moment to remember, and as soon as I do, I'll continue the speech.
What were we going to do while you tried to remember?
I really don't care!
Well, that's not very inspiring leadership!
Just get back in the line!
Wait a minute. Do you think I'm the dick here?
Well, you're not really being a very good soldier right now, are you?
You do! You think that I am being the dick here!
I didn't say...
I can't believe you think that I'm the dick here! I'm not the one refusing to lay out clear instructions of my pep talk and forcing an army to live in the constant fear of being alone with their own thoughts!
Well, if you think you can give a more inspiring speech... Why don't you just do it?
Well, it may not be more inspiring, but it'll have a hell of a lot fewer of confusing, awkward pauses. I will tell you that.
Well, then just give the speech then.
Maybe I will.
Do it.
I'm doing it. Fellow soldiers, we gather here on the field of battle today, and I wonder which of you caught the most recent episode of American Idol. It's amazing how they never kick off the right person, isn't it? The coffee in the break room is inferior to the coffee at the little place across the street. That's why I sneak out for 10 minutes around 3 every day, but I don't know what the cashier asks me half the time because she is foreign. There are never enough pens in the supply closet. Maybe we have a supply closet troll. My sports team is way better than your sports team. Now I am done talking! Let us not stand here wondering what to say next, but rather charge into the comforting embrace of what will probably be a very loud and noisy battle where most of us die!
You wanted to establish some framework first. And then
get oh, well, yeah, I just didn't hit record.
Anyways, you know when you're in the middle of talking.
Yes.
And then you think in your head, it's bail time. You know, like, you're like, I want to hit the ejector seat on this conversation. Why am I saying these words?
The sentence should not have started.
Why did I start to speak? Like, you started maybe thinking that you were going to find something.
Yeah. Just put it in your ramble.
But, you know, you're, I want to say maybe 2 clauses in. And
2 clauses?
Yeah, you know, that's what a sentence is divided into.
Oh, okay.
Not 2, like, bear claws.
Well, no, I was just thinking, like, you had to have met some sort of alcoholic drink, like, 2 sheets to the wind kind of thing. Oh. Like, you know, you're a little drunk, so you decided you need to start talking right now.
Well, yeah. They often go hand in hand.
But I understand you were just using structure of language.
Yeah. So you want to get out. Don't know how to get out. So then just kind of...
Stop. Stop and look around and do it to a conversation.
See, it would be great if it was more acceptable. Like, if it happened more often. I'm not going to say acceptable, but if it happened more often that people just ran away from each other. And that we understood that was a human behavior that happens.
It wasn't something people would take offense at or think the other person were weird, per se.
Yeah.
It's just like when someone's done talking, they walk away and they feel okay about it.
Yeah.
They don't just both linger there trying to think of, like, what other small talk bullshit could I come up
with. That would certainly save a lot of parties.
Yeah. No, I would enjoy parties a lot more.
Yeah.
If I could just wander away from people mid-sentence.
Hello. Oh. Goodbye.
Bye. Have you had the punch? Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I think there's some.
And he's gone. And he's gone. God. Where did that guy go?
Those are the people I want to meet at parties.
The ones who run away from you?
Yes. Who just aimlessly trail off and then book it out of a room. I don't think relationships would really happen, though, if that system were acceptable.
Well, yeah, obviously. That'd be an obstacle to intimacy. Whatever. Yeah,
because I know...
Yeah, because relationships depend upon you feeling some sort of responsibility to stay there.
Yeah, to power through and continue to talk to the other person.
No one actually gets along that well.
No, especially at first.
They can sit there and feel comfortable with each other.
Yeah, and like on a first date, like everyone would walk away at some point.
I don't want to keep talking, but I would like to have a chance at some sex or something.
Some sort of physical intimacy.
Some sort of physicality.
But without all the talking.
End. So I have to keep talking, and maybe she'll
come up with something that spurs my next ramble. Yeah. Because, I mean, first dates, they are just, like, awkward pauses for, like, half the date.
Yeah.
Where you just think.
Well, it's the horrible thought about, you're thinking about what you're saying.
Yeah, that's why dates are not my favorite way to start a relationship.
People have to come up with something else.
Yeah.
Like, no one, how can anyone enjoy these things?
They can't. Unless they're just, better at dealing with people than we are.
I don't think that's possible.
It's impossible.
We're pretty good.
We are social scientists.
You know what I think you learned today, AJ?
What did I learn, Al?
I think you learned that Jesus might not have been the best guy, but that makes him a better guy, I think. It certainly makes him more entertaining, which is a better guy. Like, if he was just a good guy who didn't run away from the scene of a crime, he just stood there and took it, then he might not have had the impact, but maybe he played the system a little bit. Maybe he was involved in a few hit and runs. And maybe that's okay. I don't like people thinking that, like, when you say these sorts of things, you're being disrespectful. Because I don't think that's true at all. I think I'm being more respectful to paint Jesus as more of a fully formed figure.
Human being. Yeah. All right. Well, I think what you learned today is that...
And he's gone. Bye, AJ. This was Unstoppable Failure. I'm Aldon Schrader. He was AJ Schrader. Goodbye.